A man accused of a brutal assault in Longmont is heading to trial. Lucas Amundsen, 34, has pleaded not guilty to multiple charges, including attempted murder and sexual assault. The case has drawn significant attention due to the nature of the allegations and the defendant's criminal history. Charges and trial details. Lucas Amundsen is charged with a range of serious offenses, including attempted first-degree murder, first-degree assault, and sexual assault. He also faces charges for burglary, assault, and violating two protection orders tied to the victim. The court has set a motions hearing for April 9, followed by a three-day trial starting June 9. Amundsen remains in custody under a $1 million bond. The severity of the charges reflects the violent nature of the alleged attack and Amundsen's disregard for prior legal restraints. His plea of not guilty means the trial will determine his fate regarding these accusations. Timeline of the assault. The incident began late on April 24 in Lyons, where Amundsen was reportedly seen near a home, revving a motorcycle and taking photos of parked cars. A resident identified him due to his connections to a motorcycle gang. Hours later, the victim returned to her Longmont home, where the attack took place. Amundsen allegedly broke into the home, pulled the victim off her couch, and assaulted her. The attack escalated to rape and choking, leaving the victim fearing for her life. After the assault, Amundsen reportedly stole the victim's phone. She was able to drive to a store to call 911 and report the crime. History and additional allegations. At the time of the attack, Amundsen was legally restrained from contacting the victim or being near her home. The protection orders were in place due to two prior domestic violence incidents involving the same woman earlier this year. In addition to domestic violence charges, Amundsen has faced legal trouble in other counties. He has a history of motor vehicle violations in Logan, Larimer, and El Paso counties. This pattern of behavior adds to concerns about his disregard for the law and his potential risk to public safety.